Guys, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason, huh? So today I'm talking about how deadlines can actually be healthy. So I want to clarify some possible confusion, or because I was having a conversation with one of my married friends about deadlines and how deadlines can be translated into relationship goals, obviously, because every couple is different, and people want to know, especially maybe women more than men have a tendency, just because they want to know that it's going somewhere, and that they're not wasting their time. Because, like I've said in some previous videos, time is precious. Time, let's be real, let's be honest, time is precious. Time is precious, life is precious, and I don't think we should waste it. And I have learned a lot from my lessons from dating and my exes and things like that. So, with reference to my video of to chase or not to chase, I do stand by what I said. People don't have to agree with me, and that's fine. I don't think it's a good idea to pressure guys into something they're not ready for, because it could lead to a midlife crisis down the road. And then there's possible, a divorce down the road due to a horrific midlife crisis or things like that. So I don't agree with pressuring guys. However, it depends on your definition of what pressuring is, of course, because people have different perceptions of what pressuring means. And I also see it as I have two big brothers, and so I kind of look at it as I don't want a woman to be pressuring my big brothers into something they're not ready for, so why would I do that to a good guy that treats me good? That's how I look at it. However, I will point out that, like I said, time is precious, life is precious. I think that deadlines can be healthy, and it's more translated into relationship goals and what is realistic and what is not realistic. And I read an article somewhere based on my research, and I actually heard this confirmed from a therapist, actually, that psychologically, adults are actually not fully developed until the age of 25. And then under the 25 and under, adults are actually more likely to make impulsive decisions. And then, which explains why the divorce rate's so high and why there's breakups and cheating and things like that. Because people get married young, but then they also could cheat, behind closed doors and have marital problems and things like that. So, but I will tell you, based on my life experience and what I've learned, so I was talking with one of my married friends, and I make fun of myself sometimes because I'm so easygoing and so patient that sometimes it's to a fault, where I've learned from my past relationships and dating that I'm a so go with the flow kind of gal, that I also realize I didn't really make relationship goals with my guys that I dated with or were in relationships with. We just kind of went with the flow, and then I realized that there was no goal, and then we got bored with each other, and then there was not much to gain out of those, some of them, not all of them, some of the experiences. So I think that it is very important to have relationship goals, but of course realistic. I think putting that kind of pressure on guys so young, if you're young, under the age of 25 especially, it's not necessarily may not be the wisest decision. In my perspective, people don't have to agree with me, and that's fine. I think I see marriage, so I'll be honest, I want to get married, and I've been in enough relationships, and my last one was 8 years, where I'm not going to waste time. My time is very precious. Life is precious. If I could have met my soulmate 4 years ago, I'd have preferred that, but that's just not the way my life has turned out. I'm looking for a marriage partner and someone to share my life with, someone to actually have adventures with. I don't want to have arguments over really stupid things. I don't want to argue and blow things out of proportion, ridiculously and unnecessary, because I want things to be a civil conversation, and I actually want my husband to be my lover and my best friend. But I think that it's important to have that goal in mind where it's like, well, what are you looking for? Because I don't want to waste time. Like, I don't want to wait 3, 4 years for you to make a decision, whether you want to be with me or not. You have to either make up your mind, or I'm going to find someone that actually wants to be with me and actually wants to have adventures with me and actually wants to travel the world with me and share in my life journey and things like that. And we share give and take. So I do encourage women to have goals and deadlines, but I think that it's important to be pragmatic because men are human beings just like everyone else. And they have emotions and needs, and they're sensitive just in a different way than us women. And I think that women need to just be pragmatic and sensitive in their approach of their deadlines of having kids or married. Because to be fair, some people just really love kids and they want kids. So I'll give you an example. One of my girlfriends is married. She was just talking to me how she was dating her husband for 3 years, and in the beginning of the 3 years, they both had talked about how they wanted to get married and have kids, and then he was kind of floundering, like, oh, whatever, So she approached it not necessarily in a pressuring way. It was more of like, well, I want to get married. If marriage is not your thing, that's cool, but I need to find somebody that wants to share their life with me and wants to get married with me if you don't want to do those things. And then he was like, oh my God, no, I don't want to lose you. I love you, that kind of thing. And then he came to his senses, and then they came to an agreement and things like that. And also he was saying, oh, there's all the time in the world. And she was at the age of, I think, 36 or 37. And she said to her husband, well, no, I don't. Like, I'm hitting 37, and there's only so long we could wait until we want to have kids. So if you want to share, a life with me and have kids and get married with me and want to be with me, this is what I want. And if you don't want this, I'm going to have to find someone that wants to be with me. And then he finally came to his senses and things like that. So yeah, that's an example. So, but all in all, I think the lesson we need to learn, reflecting on our own dating and relationship experiences, and even on mine, is that yes, I think it is important to have deadlines and goals, but just be pragmatic and sensitive and realistic on our goals, and maybe not be too hard on ourselves, because I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm very hard on myself. I think when you, if you're like me, where you get out of a really long relationship that's like 8 years or near that, or you sometimes are feel like, oh my God, I wasted so much time, And one of my mentors was telling me, well, I don't think you waste all the time. You learn lessons and things like that. Because my exes and were all really good guys, and that just did the best they could. So yeah, all in all, like, it's important to set like deadlines and goals, but just be sensitive and pragmatic in our approach to each other, and not be so pressuring where it's like, we're like smothering each other. Okay, so hopefully this video helps you and you get some insight and it can clarify on some things, and you learn some things about my life experiences and can, broaden your horizons and things like that. Because essentially, I think we all want to be happy with each other, and I think we need to reflect on why men and women are not happy with each other in the first place. And I like, like I've said in previous videos, there really is no such thing as an expert. You can specialize in things. If I say I'm an expert, it's a joke, because I've just had so much life experience with certain things. So, anyways, well, hopefully you guys have a good day, good night, all that fun stuff. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. Check out my company information below. Check out my meetups in Las Vegas. I hope you all are enjoying the happy holidays, happy new year. Yeah, if you need any advice, contact pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. If you're interested in collaborating with me or working with me, you can contact pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. Please don't forget to check the online shop below to check out the goodies to help fund for my business project, which is going to help the world, to make the world a better place and reduce the loneliness statistics. Okie dokie. Alrighty, smoky. Have a wonderful day, good evening, good night, all that fun stuff. Bye.